the money you have in your wallet, the money you spent earlier today, the money you're going to make tomorrow, the money that's coming down on that paycheck whenever this pay period's over. We're going to help you learn how to make it, learn how to save it, learn how to be tax efficient with it, learn how to invest it, learn how to grow it. And one of the things we're going to talk about today is learning how to take these assets once you've done so many right things in a row, once you've had the discipline and the wherewithal and the foresight to come up with the strategy to build your assets. How do you turn them into streams of income? Yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And it was funny because right before the show started, I was having a nice giggle with the producer, Angie, here. By the way, Gregory just had to step out to take a quick phone call. He'll be back in just a second. So if you need some financial expertise, he is a part of the show today. He's just not in the room right now, and he should be back in about 10 minutes. That's what I'm guessing. 504-260-0995. You can go ahead and call Angie, get your phone call lined up. And as soon as he walks back in, I'll let you know and we can get you some help. But I was giggling with Angie when we talk about streams of income. You know, the greatest of these, in my mind, is passive income. These things where you don't actually have to actively do anything to have money rolling in. You know, like rental income or when you set up an annuity. But one that I was thinking about is the residuals you get from, like, music rights. And the guy that's loving the Saint season right now is Choppa, the rapper who does Choppa style. You know, I have friends who are musicians. Like, I'm one of my better friends is the drummer for the Toadies, and he still gets a check. It's gone down to like once a quarter he gets a check from old Interscope Records, which I think they got bought out by Sony or whatever. But it's dismal stuff. You know, his song doesn't get played nearly as much as it used to, and so it's down to like $32 every quarter, or sometimes it pops up to like $90. Depending on how often it shows up in playlists. But I figured Choppa was somewhere quite off of the peak of his royalty income, and it's being revived because it has become the theme song, the driving theme song of the New Orleans Saints' pretty successful football season thus far. Wouldn't you agree? So, yes, a little bit more about sources of retirement income. Some of them are passive. Some of them are a little more active. But I'm going to give you a list that's just 10 of the most popular, and there's more than that. I'm not even counting Choppa on this one. But I know what we had planned to do before Gregory had to step out. We were going to talk about the book offer. And this was something he just kind of threw out on Saturday. And it was a lot more popular than we expected for it to be. So we're just going to keep it going. So let me go ahead and rewind the clock a little bit. And this was Gregory explaining this new book offer on Saturday's show. So we're just going to go for about 3.5 minutes here and review a clip from the weekly wrap.
We always talk about multiple streams of income, having choices on how you grow your money, how you apply risk, and then you should have choices on some of it being tax-free income. So I basically call it a max funding strategy. And we're talking with clients about this every week. We're having people set this up. One of my advisors set up his own program. Where is my stack here? I'm going to see if I can. I should have grabbed it. We're on the break here.
Well, we've got it almost memorized at this point. Are we doing this based off of the Nick example?
Yeah. He's putting in $1,000 a month for 30 years, so that's $360,000.
Easy math there.
Yeah. And he's going to, I think, 30 years of growth, and I think we're using about a 5.5% number as a reasonable expectation. And 30 years out of income is going to be almost $2 million. So that's going to put him receiving about, we'll call it $1.6 million in tax-free income. Now, and he's in his late 20s, but a lot of people we're setting this up for are in their 50s and in their 60s as well, you know, kind of looking at that time frame. And we kind of work the math out to about 90 or so. You know, we don't know how long you're going to live. And I was looking at something this morning. It says the average retiree should expect to have 18 years of retirement. So that's a good while. I'd like to have a bunch of tax-free income during that. So what I want you to do is email me, which you can at info, I-N-F-O, at gregoryricks.com. com. You can go to the website and request it. And, or you could do so through the Winning at Life app. Just go to your app store if you don't have that and download it. Just say, hey, I want that book Gregory was talking about regarding zero tax.
Yeah, and there's a text button on the front screen of the app. Super simple. Can I have one of these books? I want to read it.
You absolutely can.
Because we've talked
about it. All you got to do is call the office. It's 504-832-9200. Or you can email us, James, or text us. Yeah.
I was going to stop request. By. I was going to be there on Monday anyway.
I'm just messing with you. Yeah, you kind of have some perks. You can have the book on Monday.
Well, look, tell you what, I'll rent it. I'll just check it out and bring it back so someone else can still have it. You know,
I'm going to let you have it for free just like all the listeners
can do.
And look, and earlier, we already have a big response to that. And I was looking at my emails this morning, and we have a number of people that have made that request. Look,
I know this is the most normal thing in the world for you, but it feels like a loophole with this. The tax-free part kind of makes me go, huh?
It's not a loophole, but there's look, you just think, we think outside the box, but we're not operating in some, this is not some gray area. This is not some loophole. We're not getting over on the government, because I don't want the government, the IRS, coming back 10 years later and saying, oh, this doesn't work. This is actually in the IRS code, or I wouldn't be talking about it. You know, we don't want to do a tax workaround. We don't want self-dealing. So none of that's in there that would get us in any trouble whatsoever.
All right. So we're back live now, and look, there's not really a name for what the strategy is. Some call it max funding. Some call it overfunding. Some refer to the tax law, the specific part of the tax code that allows for this. It's not a loophole. I hate to call it a loophole. It's just a door in the hallway of the tax laws. Just imagine, you know, your tax options are a hallway and each option's a door. People just don't pull on this door handle very much. And the part of the tax code that we're talking about is 7702. You've heard us mention that maybe on the show before if you've been listening for a while. But it almost feels like a secret, because like when I went to this, I went and I kind of amended a list from U.S. News and World Report on 10 essential sources of retirement income. It's good to take, you know, some articles where people have already listed some stuff out, maybe take a couple things off that you disagree with and add a couple things that you agree with. So when I was looking for these lists to prepare for the show today, I went to about 9 different websites. And right off the bat, half of them were worthless. So I looked at 5 good lists of sources of retirement income. Some of them said great sources of passive income. I didn't see the max funding strategy anywhere in there. And look, Gregory's in a better position to explain it. But, you know, we've seen these people who have these life insurance policies and they overfund. They put the max amount that you can in there, or maybe they just put a little bit more. Maybe they follow the regular old schedule of what their premiums are supposed to be, but one day you turn around and this policy's worth a lot. And so you see the commercials of people who want to buy your life insurance policy. Life insurance companies, a lot of times, depending on your policy, will let you cash it out. But another option you have is, well, what if you keep that thing going? You let it grow because it can invest and get a return on what's in the policy. The sort of principal, for lack of a better word, and you can start extracting that tax-free. I can't do it. I'm saying it's possible for me to do it, but not by myself. If I'm going to do something like this, I'm going to need help doing it. I've never done it before. I haven't done it for 100 other people or whatever like Gregory's done. But this is something I'm seriously considering as well. You know, 4 kids are kind of getting in the way for me being able to push as much money into these strategies as we need. But this is on the list. And when Gregory was talking about Nick, it kind of makes me shudder a little bit when he tells the Nick story. Because usually when we tell stories on this show, we almost always use fake names. And it's not that there's any kind of legal hang up with it. We're just ultra protective about people's anonymity. And you know, only bad things can happen if you play fast and loose with people's personal information. So we don't even play that game. So when Gregory says Nick, and I know he's actually talking about Nick, I'm like, oh, whoa, you're telling a very true story. Oh, okay, well, Nick's a personal friend of ours slash coworker. So that's well within the bounds of what's acceptable. But, you know, the whole book isn't just about this one max funding strategy. This isn't a very big book. It's just like 180 pages. And it's really just a different mindset on the way you approach retirement. And it's just another way to start trimming around the edges of some of these other fatter plans that are pretty inefficient. There's a little bit about tax strategy in there. And it's not just the max funding. It's the way you can arrange the rest of your money. There's a little bit about how to take advantage of some of these other tools, you know, like annuities and the ins and outs. And it's really just a nice little continuing education that a lot of us who are, robustly have a robust work ethic. How about that? It's just something that you would love to dive into if you're looking to learn more about that arena, because we're not experts in this. So I'm with you. I always like to try and book up on some of these new avenues of life that I'm sort of new to. So it's a pretty good little book, though. I've started going through it. You'll recognize the Ford. It was written by a guy you may have heard of called Gregory Ricks. Maybe we'll get the story behind that coming up pretty soon. But the book offer still stands. info@gregoryricks.com. If you're like, oh, what's that email address again? info@gregoryricks.com. IRS has recalled 60% of its workforce to handle tax refunds amid this shutdown. That's 46,000 workers are heading back to the office. They're not going to be paid in the meantime. So if it makes you feel any better when you file your taxes this year and you send them off to DC, just, you know, you're feeling a little gouged, you're feeling a little sensitive, just doesn't it make you feel a little bit better that guy's having to go through all the paperwork? He's not going to get paid for a while. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Hey there, how you doing? This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks, the money show. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, a Hall of Fame financial advisor. Standing by. Well, he's out in the hallway right now. Ready to take your call. 504-260-0995. We do this 6 days a week. Every weeknight at 7, just from 7 to 8, we do a quick little one-hour daily wrap where we give you a nice little summary of what happened in the financial world. Try and dish out some advice to callers. And if we have a little bit of time, we'll go through some topics that we think help you better with your money. And that's the whole show. I mean, that is it, that in a nutshell. Away from the show, like when we're not on the radio here, you can catch us all the time on the Winning It Life app. In fact, if you have to step away from the radio and you still want to hear us live, you can stream it from the app. There's a button on the front screen. So if you're a technophobe or, you know, you just don't like all the gadgets and doodads, we've made it as simple as it could possibly be. And even more importantly, if we're not on the air at the time, which is the other 23 hours a day during the week, then you can catch us on demand using the app. The podcast button's on the front screen as well. Saturdays we do 10 to 1. So a little extra bonus love for you there. And I have the podcast up from both Saturday's show and last night's show. Just waiting on you right now, especially if you want to hear a little bit more about that max funding topic. And also we did quite a bit of good work, I should say, this weekend when it comes to Social Security. Just where else are you going to learn about the rules? And if you learned about the rules 20 years ago, they all changed in a law that was signed in 2015 and was enacted, like, I think it went into effect April 29th, 2016. So how do you remember that, James? Well, we did about 30 shows on it because it was so popular. So all the rules changed just about 3 years ago on you. And if you're not quite sure, man, you definitely want to call, because that's just money people leave on the table all the time. And it is quite concerning how often people get horrible advice from the Social Security office themselves. I'm sure you wouldn't believe it. You've already heard the horror stories, haven't you? All right, so let's do one of the great calls from Saturday's show. This is a highlight, just 3.5 minutes, and we'll be right back after Larry and Slidell. Larry and Slidell, you are next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Larry?
Hi, how you doing today?
I am well, sir.
First of all, I have to tell you, I've been listening to you guys for years, and you've saved me a pile of money over the years. But the best thing you ever did is years ago when you talked about the file and suspend on Social Security, you know, which I did. I didn't start taking Social Security till I turned 70, but I did file and suspend on my wife's Social Security, which did pay me quite a bit of money over a number of years.
Brilliant.
So thank you for that.
Well,
the two questions I have for you is I'm continuing to work after age 70. I have my own company. I pay in a lot of Social Security taxes every year. This current year, well, for 2018 taxes, I think I'm looking at having to pay taxes on 85% of our total combined Social Security income because I still make a lot of money. Is there any way to avoid having to pay taxes on 85% of your income?
Then you have to reduce your adjusted gross income.
Yeah,
because when they factor it, you know, they're taking half of what you're making in Social Security and tying in that with the rest of your income to see, are you inclusive? Is it 50% inclusive or 85% inclusive? So you have to really drop it down, because when they put these taxes in place, what was this, the 80s, the 70s? Yeah. And we've never had a cost of living adjustment on these tax brackets they've set up. So when they set it up, and the reason they haven't adjusted it, because we all make more money, Social Security pays out more and increases over time. And what they know they're doing is they're pretty much making most of all Social Security paid out as taxable. So if they were doing cost of living adjustments, we wouldn't maybe not even have this discussion that we're having, Larry. But that's what has happened. And I don't ever expect them to go and readjust those taxes.
No, I don't either.
So most people are at least 50% inclusive. But one thing about it, you're still paying in, but you have to draw now because you're 70. Otherwise, you're leaving it at the Treasury. But you are still getting credits for that, so you'll have that income will show up and replace earlier years, so you'll see net increases in your Social Security benefits. That help you?
Yeah, was that my Social Security income would continue to go up because I keep paying in these exorbitant amount of Social Security taxes every year.
Yeah, unless you're already maxed out, which is unlikely.
And remember, it's
I'm close to being maxed out.
Yeah. And well, that's another one. You hit your cap, and that's not a bad thing, because that you're getting basically 100% of what you deserve and you paid in Social Security on. Now, high income earners are capped, and that's increased over the years. But when you look at overall income, you're getting a pretty good rate. But with that said, you're getting benefits based on the max that you did put in. In that case, so you will continue to get benefits at your top 35 years. So you might be replacing some of the early years that the income wasn't as much. So what it's leading to is net increases for you, Larry.
All right. So we're back live now. And that was a great call. Thank you, Larry. Gets pretty complicated though on how your Social Security gets taxed. And sometimes there's just not a way around it. If you're making a bunch of money, you just kind of have to buck up and pay some money.
Hey, that's not the way they originated it, was to be untaxed income, because it kind of already is a tax, but you're getting taxed on your tax.
Right.
That's what it amounts to. You could, here's three levels of tax on Social Security. It could be zero. Then the next level is it's 50% inclusive. And then the next level is 85% inclusive. Here, let's do the math simple. If it's 50% inclusive, meaning you're taking $10,000 in Social Security, $5,000 of it's going to be taxed as income. If it's 85% inclusive, that means $8,500 of the $10,000 is going to be included in your taxable income. That's the top level. It's never 100% inclusive. And since they basically set this staggered tax, I guess would that be progressive as well, huh? More you
technically,
more you make, more you be in tax. So they've never adjusted those brackets for cost of living. So what it has actually become is where most everybody's taxed.
And that most certainly was not the intent of the law when they wrote it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hit the phones here. Obviously, Gregory's back. So if you have some financial, if you need some financial expertise,
Yeah,
504-260-0995. Wayno in Waco. You're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Good to hear from you again, Wayno. How can we help you?
Hello, Gregory and James. Thank you for taking my call. Today at work, we had an insurance meeting, and in 8 months, I'll be drawing Medicare. And so I was asking them about how to switch over to that. And they said, well, you have to start drawing your Social Security because they take that out of your check to pay for Medicare. And I said, but I'll only be 65 this summer, and I can't start drawing Social Security till I'm 66. How's that going to work? And they kept telling me I was wrong. So I said, I know somebody I can call and talk to them about it.
No, your premium on it is what it amounts to is you're going to have to pay the Medicare bill yourself. Now, one of the negatives to doing it that way also is when they have an escalation of Medicare costs, you could see a high increase where if you were taking Social Security, they basically cap that income to match the cost of living increase. So you're kind of capped on that. But, and because we had that situation come up a couple years ago. With that said, you don't have to turn on Social Security to have Medicare. You're going to pay the Medicare premium. But when you do turn on Medicare, they'll deduct that premium from your Medicare, from your Social Security check. But you do not have to turn on Social Security. Well, then how are all these people deferring to their FRA, which is 66 and change? How are they going to do that? And what about those deferring to 70? They're paying Social Security along the way.
Is that impossible? Yeah.
Yeah, it's impossible. No, that's it right. Goes, that, a lot. There's a lot of people doing that. You're not the only one.
Well, that's what I thought that. After listening to y'all that I was correct and that they were not, but I wanted to make
our sure listeners are well educated on this.
Yes, sir. We're learning quite a bit.
All right. And remember, three months before the 65th birthday is when you need to get the ball rolling on Medicare, and you want to try and start it as early as possible, because like Gregory said, when they jack up the rates, you're going to be hit the hardest, and you'll get penalized if you don't sign up within a certain amount of time period from your 65th birthday.
Correct.
Unless you're in the Peace Corps or a couple of other things, like if you're out of the country.
Drilling for water in Africa.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll be happening. But, yes, I started planning to try to get set up in May. And then I think I read that we have 63 days after your 65th birthday.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. You can start early, okay. And you do have a grace period when you reach that age.
Well, and we'll be here with you in the next step of the way, so just give us a call back if you need anything, okay?
Okay. Now, well, thank you very much.
Now, one other thing I want to throw in there before you leave us, Wayno, is if you're working, you don't have to turn that on, but you have a grace period when you leave your employer also, because you might have insurance that you just want to keep using.
All right, 504.
Okay.
Yeah, you got a couple options there. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap Live Financial Talk Radio. You got the hey baby in there.
Hey baby.
Hey baby. 504-260-0995. What is that number for? Get the phone, make the call. It's to talk about your money like Wayno did in the first segment.
Second
segment.
Your
well,
first segment.
My first. I was a little late getting in. I have a day job. I am a financial advisor, fiduciary, and money manager. And yeah, ran a little bit late at the day job, and that's well, I have such an awesome co-host, James Parker, here with me. I'm Gregory Ricks. That's James Parker.
Hi.
And we've been bringing this show to listeners for over 8 years, and we're counting down. We're about 5-6 months from being 9 years of doing this. And we appreciate you calling, showing us some love, learning from us, like Wayno, listening to somebody do a presentation. And actually, Wayno, because he listens to the show, knows more than the presenters. That's news.
And that's their job, Gregory. They're getting paid to go all these people's work, and they're just handing out bad information constantly.
Yeah, you got to turn on Social Security to get your Medicare.
My sister.
Oh, my gosh.
Two weeks ago. What a mistake. Was that 2 weeks ago? No. Yeah. It was a little less than 2 weeks ago. She had a similar situation where some guy came to her work and was telling her about the 403B that they offer because she's a teacher and windfall elimination provision. He didn't get everything right either.
Surprising.
Yeah, so she
and we do 8 hours of live radio because we do weeknights 7 to 8 and Saturdays from 10 to 1, and then I have a number of speaking events as well. I do presentations at, and we'll do more than 60 this year in 2019 events besides all this radio and such, and probably 100+ meeting with clients.
Well, that's starting tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's your live event.
Yeah, first one of the year, and a lot more to follow. We're going to be doing these on the North Shore, and above New Orleans is referring to the North Shore. And I know I've got listeners across the country, but North Shore, when I refer to that, that means above Lake Pontchartrain in the New Orleans area. And, of course, in Metairie, New Orleans area as well. Over on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, that would be the Biloxi, Gulfport area. We're going to be doing events this year, and in 2020 we'll even expand beyond that as well. So one thing I wanted to remind you of, and we're getting such a response, and it's regarding a book I have that will help get the conversation started, get your untaxed money juices going, get you into the movement. What this movement is about: having some of your income growing in deferral, and then you're going to take distributions tax-free. It can be significant depending on your timeline. And this is a conversation we need to have. You know, it's like one of our advisors, Nicholas, in his late 20s, he's doing $1,000 a month for 30 years. That's about $360,000 in. Simple math, he's going to take out almost $2 million in tax-free income the following 30 years, assuming he, you know, so that's going to be about age 60, we'll call it 60 to 90, and he's probably going to live longer than 90. We're just showing that 30 years, what it would generate. The income doesn't, if he lives to 92, 95, he keeps getting checks. That's one of the streams of income he's building. And I bet you he's probably going to develop some other streams that may well be tax-free. Also, you want the book? Here's the phone number. It's my daytime office number. And hey, if you're wanting to schedule coming to one of our events, you want to come into the office and talk about it or about your money, your 401k, anything else, the office number is 504-832-9200. If you want to send an email, it's info@gregoryricks.com. Here's what I need. I need your phone number, email address, and mailing address, because it's a book. We're mailing it to you. We'll get it out to you next week. If you call in this week, we'll get it out to you next week. Promise you.
You got a big stack of them too. You're not kidding.
You were in the office the other day, Monday. Well, it was yesterday, in fact.
Yeah,
Monday.
Well, it's been a long week.
I don't know what that means. It's slow, fast. I think the world moves very rapid pace, moves at a rapid pace. And you can reach out to us through the Winning at Life app. So you should join the Winning at Life Nation, download the app, and you can email, text us, call us through the app as well to get that book, to start the conversation, so you can become a part of the movement.
Yeah.
Opt out of all this income being taxed. Taxes are going up.
When you stepped out in the first segment, I was telling the guy listening that we were going to do a topic on streams of income. So I amended this list that I found at U.S. News and World Report, and it's 10 basic sources of retirement income, 10 different ways you can create income streams. Max funding didn't make the list, Gregory. this max funding strategy. It's
no, not everybody's aware of the strategy. And I, you know, it's kind of like sometimes the secret sauce, don't tell everything. We got a number of strategies
that
make the name mainstream, but this is not some gray area thing. This is in the tax code. People just don't know how to use it or teach it. You know, it's like Ken Fisher, you know, he puts this commercial, I hate annuities. I would rather die than help somebody in annuity. Well, we don't want to go to his annuity connections. With that said, he's mostly talking about variable annuities, which I strongly dislike as well. Because when you, if you were to get his materials, it's, he's really raining on variable annuities. The fixed annuities we like because it creates balance on volatility. See where I got the V from?
Mm-hmm.
Valence to volatility.
It's valence on volatility.
Yeah. So we want to help levelize volatility with some risk averse assets that's going to grow despite what's going on in the markets. And it can be pension like money. And a lot of what we do is bond like money in that world. Bond like is what annuities do, not what they are. And at the core, one of the core jobs from an origination that goes back hundreds of years is to guarantee income for life. It has that option in there. We like to use it as a distribution tool of income that, because you can't, you know, markets go all to hell and your assets won't go down. So that should be part of your blend. So if you're having an annuity discussion with somebody, you probably should get a second opinion. I had a client come in today and he had went to some seminar type sales type annuity event. And I told him, I said, when you go to the event and they start talking products, you know, you're dealing with a salesman. And then you decided to meet with him. So we sold you an annuity. It's one of those annuities that gives a 30% bonus on the income rider, not account value, and really plays that up. And is it really clear on how it works? Because anybody that we know that's come across it, well, I obviously didn't understand. No, you didn't. And then it's kind of designed that you have to leave your money there for 10 years. You know, we are fiduciaries. The reason we know about it, because when they requested assets to leave from us, the paperwork wasn't right and it had a NIGO. Fidelity wouldn't send out the assets. And then they hit it again two more times in NIGOs. I said, they don't even know how to do the paperwork. That should be a red flag just right there. Another red flag is actually we knew who it was, the company and the product that was trying to pull the assets. That should be a red flag, I would think as well. But look, when you have somebody, a salesman, get a second opinion from a fiduciary. That was not the proper stream of income. If he's looking at building streams of income, that one is not the right one for him. And it has to do with, is that appropriate for you? Does it account for liquidity? Does it correlate to other assets? And when I'm giving you those thoughts, that's when you're looking at all these different streams of income. Is it correlated to other assets and what you're doing overall to be a fit? What is the tax basis? Is it pre-tax, after-tax? Is it growing tax-deferred? And how is it taxed coming out? We have to think about all these things. If you're not having that type of experience, you need to call my office at my day job.
Yeah, because I don't understand how these guys can say, look, you need to have this money coming in without looking at the other streams of income, because if it's coming from a taxed account rather than an account that's going to be extracted tax-free like a Roth, then that's going to bump up your Social Security into that 85% tax bracket that we were talking about earlier and be sort of a net wash there, and you lose money. Anyway, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hey, it's Winning at Life. I'm Gregory Ricks, your host. Hey, join the nation, the Winning at Life nation. People across the country, actually across continents, listen to this show. Why? We know because of the downloads from the Winning at Life app. Just go to your app store, type in Winning at Life. You can listen to, connects you to podcasts, email, text, call the show. You can stream us on Periscope. That's kind of connected to Twitter, Periscope app, and at Facebook Live. My brother-in-law texted me last night. He's ER doctor over in Mississippi. And he was like, what's with this book? How come I don't, he texted me, how come I don't have this book? I said, well, you need to request it. You hadn't requested it.
Yeah. To what address shall I send it?
And he was watching us on Facebook Live last night. So it just kind of cracked me up. Well, ask for the book. I'm not just sending you the book. I'm like, dude, he makes, you know, he's ER doctor. He makes some money. But dude, you do need the book. You need some a stream of tax-free income as well. So, okay, where are we at on our list that you brought us?
All right, so I just wanted to talk about sources of retirement income because it sounds like a dream. You stop working one day, but paychecks keep coming. And it's not just going to be a check from a pension, because who has a pension anymore? You'll get a Social Security check.
What, about 21% of the – well, we're going what pensions are left, but there's pensions out there that people are turning on. We see it a regular basis. Now, we know what, back in the 90s, we saw probably a high of near a 55% of workers had pensions. I might be a little bit high on that number.
Yeah.
But since then, it's been reducing, and it's somewhere around 21% of workers have pensions.
Well,
now.
It's nice.
And it's probably lower than that now. We've been using that stat for a couple years.
All right. So, I mean, it's nice for those 20%.
Those that have it. It's thebomb.com, you know, they have another source of income that most people do not. So a pension, and it's even better if you married up to another pension. It means your spouse has a pension too.
My spouse has no pension. Thanks a lot, baby.
Well, that's your choice. You can't blame her.
Oh my goodness. Gregory, thebomb.com is for sale. Make an offer.
What? Because we said it popped up on your screen?
No, I decided to
just. How much?
It just says make an offer.
Okay.
And the offer amount starts at $2,000. Are you kidding me?
I was starting at $25. I don't need it, so it could be free.
This could be one of our income streams.
Thebomb.com.
Because people say it so much, other people are going to go there, and all you have to do is set up something funny, sell an ad.
But you need to go to, there's another government website to check on.
Register.com.
Yeah, is it a trademark or something like that? You got to get the whole package. You can't just end up with the .com. It's not the bomb.
Hey, this is my fantasy and you're ruining it, because I'm thinking stream of income right there. Thebomb.com. How ridiculous.
Okay. So,
everybody knows Social
pensions,
Security. Everybody knows
pensions are awesome. So that if you and the spouse each have, there's two streams. Social Security is two streams of income, unless one of you or both are working for a government entity. And, what is that? Windfall elimination provision, and then the government offsets attached to that. So you might not either. Some people don't have those Social Security benefits. You know, couples that work for the government like that, neither of them will. Then some are married to somebody that has it, and if they survive, no. If that person survives them, the one that doesn't have the Social Security benefits because they work for the government, had the windfall elimination, then the government offset gets them because they can't draw the spouse's Social Security benefit as well. Most people have access to Social Security benefits. So there's up to four streams there possible in a household there. So then we move on to another simple one is Roth accounts that you should plan to have. Making my notes here on my count. And then Roth accounts is something that everybody has access to in some form or fashion. Now, some of you say, no, Gregory, I don't, because I make too much money. Well, if you do not have individual IRA accounts, you can do the backdoor Roth, where you do an IRA contribution and you flip it to a Roth. You do a Roth conversion, and each of you can do that. Now, if you've got IRAs besides your pension, that complicates it. It's going to be difficult to do. Could have been in your early years you do it, or you start shifting money through conversions. But Roth accounts is, you know, we love this. We like the Roth wine, the Roth Kool-Aid, anything Roth we're into, Roth jackets, Roth Armani, you know, tax-free income. So what a Roth does is you contribute money to it, if eligible.
After tax.
After tax, that's right. It's an after-tax contribution. Technically, it's growing tax-deferred, but you take it out tax-free. Once again, that's one of the things you should have. You should be thinking about how am I building my taxable distributions. So once again, you have potential to, in a household, both spouses could well have Roth income.
Well, how is actually the taking the money out? I understand it's going to be tax-free versus if you take it out of a normal 401k or IRA,
which is taxed as ordinary income,
right?
Subject to your adjusted gross income. We know we're at a discount for a few more years on individuals being taxed, but we expect that to go up no matter what the socialists say.
Now, what do you recommend for that? Do you just say, I want to take $1,000 out of that account every month, or do you say I want to take 3% out of it every month?
You're talking about Roth accounts?
Either one. Like, how do
Once
you
again, it's now this is where you have to do income plan. This isn't set in stone because I don't know your situation. And it could be that you take, depending on your need of income compared to assets, it could be 2, 2.5, 3, 4%. You might have to overdraw depending on your age. 5% would typically I consider an overdraw on assets. But it also depends on how much Roth money that you have. Now, it might be a block that you've put off for a while. Because the magic of it, let's say you contribute to a Roth and you've put in $100,000. The magic of it, now it's grown to $200,000. So you have $100,000 after tax in, $100,000 of growth. That's the tax-free portion. So you're going to take both those out. So now you've got $200,000, and it might be a block of money that you say, okay, I'm taking out $10,000 a year off of this until it runs out. And you might, you know, on the yield, we could plug in at 4% and tell you when that date's going to be. But what you're doing is using it to supplement your income. Some people are going to be pretty wise and create seven-figure accounts with that over their working life. And it's going to create a significant income stream that does not go on your 1040. It can't make your Social Security go into a higher tax bracket either.
Okay, let's talk about one we hear quite a bit about lately, especially in the commercial breaks, and that's a reverse mortgage. Now, it's based off of you either have a paid-off house or a lot of equity in the house, and it could be a reverse mortgage where you get a little money out of it. I guess it could be a cash-out refi or a line of credit or whatever, but let's stick with the reverse mortgage because that's actually structured to be a stream of income in many situations.
I like doing a reverse. I think it's really suited to supplement retirement income. I'd say it's your last. I kind of also define it. Doesn't have to be. But I kind of think of it as your last source of income to turn on. But it doesn't have to be. A lot of people are apprehensive about like, oh, I don't know. I want my house to be paid for. I want to leave it to kids. Kids don't want your house. I'm telling you. Ask them.
I don't want my parents' house.
Yeah, I don't. Didn't want mine either in that case. My sister wanted it, and I said, it's yours. Done.
Okay, so another one that was in this list that we probably should talk about more is streams of income that can come from an insurance policy. I don't know if this is coming from long-term care.
Streams of income would be from an insurance policy, probably noting life insurance could create that. Whole nother discussion right there, but annuities as well. Annuities are a form of life insurance because life insurance protects you if you die too soon from a death benefit standpoint, but there's some tax situations that are very favorable if you use life insurance as income also. But annuities protect you. Fixed annuities is our preferred method. We don't like the variable things, fees and mutual funds and side risk and more fees. We like to use fixed annuities, but they protect you if you live too long. And you can have multiple streams created right there, whether you're using bond-like or pension-like strategies.
All right, and you probably know quite a bit about some of these other streams of income, stocks, mutual funds, bonds, savings accounts, CDs. That's
yeah, and you've talked about multiple there, but your market accounts are another stream of income depending on their classification, whether it's qualified money or after-tax accounts. If you like discussions like this, want to know more about building multiple streams of income, you might want to sign up for one of my events. You call the office. If you want to come in and have a daytime discussion, call my office. Here's the number, 504-832-9200, gregoryricks.com.
Your home away from the show, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.